This week on the Time Bat Show.
What does a leech do? Do they really... Do they know where... They don't know where they are.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 100 and something. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And today is a new episode. Man, I just got new glasses recently, and they keep getting shit on them, and I don't know why. They're just like, they just like attract like dirt and grime, so I have to like clean them every 5 seconds.
And what I asked you before we started the show was, are they matte or embossed?
I don't even know what that means, though.
Do you know the magazines that look good?
Yes.
They're shiny. They get crap embossed. All over them, too.
So they're englossed, embossed?
I don't know. It's one of them.
But matte is like the rough one, right?
I thought matte sounded shiny.
I think embossed is the shiny. I don't think we're saying these words properly. For
one. It's not matte.
Matte is like, I thought it was matte, not matte. Matte sounds like something you eat. Matte, I thought it was like the rougher one, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Every time they come out with a new phone or something, they're like, it's matte or embossed, gloss. It's glossy, glossy.
Glossy. That's the word.
Okay. Walgreens.com is about to let me know what's the difference.
Are your glasses glossy?
Glossy is they show vibrant color. Glossy paper. Matte. It doesn't say. It's just telling you what a good picture is. Matte paper has a more muted feel.
What does that
because
mean?
Because matte paper changes less under light. Glossy has a shiny look.
Okay.
What's
embossed?
Does that mean? I don't know. I think emboss is a word you just made up.
No,
it's... Emboss. Carve, mold, or stamp a design into the surface.
I just kind of picked those words because they show up in Microsoft Word, and they kind of associate with what I was imagining with your glasses.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah.
Emboss versus matte. I feel like these things are people talk about when they're talking about a new like smartphone.
Yeah, or like a typeface.
A new jet black matte iPhone 8 or whatever, you know.
It sounds like you can charge more for it if it's matte.
I think embossed is better, or englossed, or whatever the hell it's called. Anyway, how are you doing today, Bath Snacks?
I'm a little frustrated today.
Why are you frustrated?
It's embarrassing, but I'm having toilet problems.
What's going on with your toilet?
So, for the past, like, week or so, yeah. Whenever I flush my toilet, it makes noises afterwards.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it. They're disturbing noises.
What kind of noises is it? I want to hear. Do, like, your best impression.
It's like a burr. It's like a trumpet, like burr.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds like your Allen nut is loose.
I don't know what it is. I went to the hardware store and I found the guy there.
Sure.
And
Did you go to Home Depot or Lowe's?
There's a Home Depot near my house.
Perfect.
I found the guy there and I was like, hey.
The toilet guy.
They all know about toilets. They work there. It's their job.
They do. Anyway, go on.
So I was talking to the guy. I told him, so my toilet's making noises. Uh-huh. And he was like, what kind of noises it was making? So he's like, he also forced me to do the toilet call for him.
And what did he say?
Which was embarrassing. I was like, brr! And he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that noise. That a lot.
No, he was like, that could be a few different things.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've ever had toilet problems.
Yeah.
But when you do, mm-hmm. there's different things you can buy at the store, and one of them is like a catch-all.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean but a catch-all?
It has all the possible things
like
that could be broken.
It's like a variety pack. Yeah. Things in your toilet.
That's what I got.
It's like a variety pack.
I didn't know what was wrong.
It's like if you don't know what to fix, just buy this whole thing and you can try everything.
That's exactly what it says on the package.
Really?
Yeah.
So how much was this variety pack?
It was like $20.
Okay. So I've had problems with my toilet, and it was like the plunger wasn't going down. So I had to get like a new thing and install it. But it was pretty easy. Like, it's just hooking a chain to a thing and...
You probably knew exactly what was wrong, though, when it happened.
Yeah, I did. Because the water wouldn't fill. The tank wouldn't fill properly. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's easy. This is just a mysterious noise.
So my toilet has whistled before. Like, it'll do a high-pitched whistle sometimes when I flush it. Not all the time, but sometimes. And I think it's because that means there's, like, not a like a water leak, but like an air leak. You know what I mean? So, like, there's air escaping somewhere. So it's like... Does that make sense? So
I don't really know a lot about toilets.
They're kind of amazing if you think about it, right? Yeah.
I was trying to explain to the guy my lack of knowledge of toilets, and I was like, it's basically magic to me. I pull that lever and something happens. And,
and I don't have to think about it anymore.
And I've never thought about it.
No, but like if you do think about it, isn't a toilet kind of an amazing invention? Like, yeah. It doesn't use electricity. It uses no energy at all. It just works, like, from, like, gravity makes toilet work. The toilet work. You know, gravity and, like, liquid dynamics. And somehow, you pulling that lever creates some pressure vacuum thing. And, yeah, your toilet flushes.
Yeah, it's not even a difficult thing to do. Like, my toilet lever is very easy to pull, and a lot happens when you do it.
Right. Like, it's like... But I'm always amazed by, like, the engineering of a toilet, because, like, it has that little weird, like, little loop down in the bottom, you know, like, where the toilet meets the floor. It's got, like, the little zigzag pipe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's there so the water doesn't, like, flow up into your... You know, like, and run everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know how they invented that. Like, some guy was like, oh, yeah, just put a little zigzag there on the bottom, and then boom.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Bing, bang, boom. But I don't know. Wow, that sounds annoying. I don't like to fix plumbing-related issues.
No, neither do I.
In my house, because plumbing and electrical, like, those two things I just don't, like, I call someone to do it. Everything else I'll try. But those two things, I feel like if I don't know what I'm doing, I can make it worse, you know?
Yeah. Like, usually when you try to fix something, you got to ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen?
Yes.
And when you're messing with a toilet, the worst that could happen is really bad. Yeah,
exactly. And, like, if I was doing anything electrical, like rewiring something, the worst that could happen is... I die.
Death.
And the second worst that could happen, I screw up the electricity in my entire house.
Yeah.
And then I can't turn it on again. So it's like, I normally just call somebody to do that. So I don't know. If it's a simple toilet thing, I'll usually try it. Like, if it's just something in the toilet, not the bowl, what is it called? The head? I don't know.
Tank.
The tank. If it's in there, I'll usually try to do something, because, like, that's not going to really fuck anything up, but... If it's anything more, like, plumbing-related than that, I'm like, no. I'm just going to call somebody.
Yeah. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going... I probably won't, because I've been watching...
Oh, go ahead.
I've been watching some YouTube videos, and they seem to...
YouTube videos on toilet repair.
Yeah, they have them. That's...
Oh, I know.
That's my resource for learning how to fix my toilet.
Have you ever watched a YouTube video and then you're like, I'm not watching this to follow along. I'm watching it to see if this is something I would be capable of doing.
Yeah.
Because that's like every how-to YouTube video I watch. And then about halfway through, I'm like, no, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
And then I just stop.
He pulls out like a table saw and puts on glasses. It's like, nope, that's...
My favorite part of YouTube videos is when they're like working on their car. And he's like, and here's the screw that you need to undo. And he's like, just yank that out. And you're like, whoa, man. Like, I don't know. I'm comfortable just yanking that out. Like, yeah. I don't even know if I'm on the right part here. Like, you don't know. You can't see super clearly. You're just kind of flying blind, even though they're doing a YouTube video on it. Anyway, I don't know. why can't you just call your apartment complex to get them to fix it for you?
I live in a condo. There's not really, like, a place that does that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You might have to go to Home Depot and just talk to the guy more. Make more sounds.
Give him more toilet calls.
No.
Like, I pulled on this thing, and now it's going like...
Now it's going... Instead of... Blah, 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 instead of... And he's like, oh, well, that's your standard Allen screw loose in your toilet, obviously, is what's going on there. Do you think at the Home Depot you have to pass, like, a test of, like, knowing random shit about home ownership? Because it sounds like you do.
At Walgreens, they make you do a personality test. I wonder if at Home Depot it's like a dad aptitude test.
No, I'm serious. I couldn't work at Home Depot. People would be like, hey, I need to fix my,
ceiling fan.
And anything. I'd be like, I have no idea what to do. Like, I'm not. that's out of my league. I can tell you where the ceiling fans are, but that's about it, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone at Home Depot seems to know all that stuff. You know?
Yeah. Like, they don't get paid enough, man.
They really don't, to, like, know all these random things about fixing stuff. They don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing. I'm sorry if I'm going on a tangent here, using your toilet story, but...
It's okay.
So, you know how, like, we're moving as a society towards buying everything online?
Yeah.
And Home Depot, eventually, one day, it's going to go out of business, right? Because Amazon is going to overtake it, or whatever you want. I don't know what it's going to be, but something is, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be replaced by YouTube, Reddit, and Amazon.
Right, but here's the weird thing. You're going to have to go on, like you said, YouTube to find out how to do things, but, like, that's not really an effective way to learn. So, like, where are you going to go when you want to know how to do something... That when Home Depot doesn't exist anymore, like, are you just gonna, like, hope that your dad is gonna be able to come over to your place and fix it, you know? Or, like, one of your neighbors is like, oh yeah, I know how to do that, you know? Like, where are you gonna go at that point?
I think in the long term, and we're already seeing it, is just there's gonna be more throwing stuff away.
Yeah. And I think also our generation, millennials, are a lot less do-it-yourself than previous generations.
Yeah.
So, like, we're more inclined to just be like, yes, plumber or electrician, man, I will just pay you and fix it. I don't have to deal with it.
Yes. Because, extort me. Like, I can't.
Yeah, because I can't learn how to do it. And the only resources I have are YouTube. And those, honestly, are fucking terrible at teaching you how to do anything. So, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I kind of think about this sometimes. Because there's a lot of stores that are, like, specialty like that. That, like... help you out. Not only are they there for you to just buy from, but they, like, help you out in learning about how to do things that you need, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea where you're going to do that when everything goes online.
Another good example is AutoZone. Like, as long as you know what's broken, they'll put it in for free.
Yeah. And they'll even help you find out what is broken, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you go over, they have, like, that diagnostic thing. They'll be like, oh yeah, you're whatever... screw is at loose, and you're like, okay, what do I do? And they're like, here it is, it's 98 cents, and I'll put it in for you. And it's like, okay, in the future, I'm not going to be able to know what is broken with my car, so I'm going to literally have to take it into a dealership. They're going to charge me $100 to tell me that this 98 cent screw is not on properly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, there's a big discrepancy between those business models, like the dealership and the AutoZone.
Yeah.
Super, like, that dealership is going to stay in...
Oh, they'll stay in
business. Stay in business.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to fix your car at the end of the day. That's not going away. That's not going to be replaced by the internet. But, like, AutoZone will be replaced by the internet because you can just buy all your parts online. But then where do you go to figure out what parts you need to buy? The dealership, you know?
Yeah, so, there's YouTube. And you know what? If I'm the dealership, do you know what I like to do?
Hmm.
I like to get... auto repair videos taken down off the internet so that people won't know how to fix it themselves. Don't you want to do that if you're a dealership? That
sounds horrible.
I know, but, like, it's not horrible.
You're not
you
wrong.
Need to make money to
you're
live
not wrong. Like, you're not wrong. The thing about the videos, though, even if you keep them up, like, they're not that useful because you still have to know what you're searching for, right? That's the big problem with YouTube tutorials. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, how do I do this? And I don't even know what this is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what the thing is. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. So, like, YouTube doesn't help in any way other than being like, oh, my ceiling's fan broken. And then you're like, fix ceiling fan. And it's like a bunch of videos about how to fix your ceiling fan. But, like, there could be 100 different problems.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that. It's not that.
Yeah. And then you're wasting your whole day trying to find a video of a ceiling fan that sounds just like your broken ceiling fan. And you're like, maybe this is what's wrong, you know, when you could just talk to a guy who knows it and is like, oh, I know what's wrong.
That's when the contractor thing comes into play. It's like, am I going to waste my whole day on this, or am I just going to, like, man up, pay $200 for this problem that probably only costs $3 to fix?
Right, but, like, I literally don't know how to fix it, and I don't know where to go to for someone to tell me how to fix it. So I, like, literally have to pay this contractor to do it. It's bogus. And it's, I don't know, it kind of scares me as, like, we're moving towards this, like, everything is, nothing's, like, individualized anymore. Everything's, like, a one-size-fits-all thing. And it's, like, if you want that individualized service, it's going to cost you a shit ton of money. Because if you can't find your answers on YouTube or Amazon or whatever, then tough shit, you're going to have to pay someone an exorbitant fee to come out and tell you what the problem is. And guess what? They're going to raise their prices because they can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will raise their prices because they can, because people need them more than ever, you know?
So that's kind of cool. Like, at the end game, you've got your four big corporations. That's usually the magic number. They sell all the ceiling fans and toilets.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just there's like experts that you pay. They're like the wizards, and like,
you pay a shit ton of money to.
They cost a lot of money
to tell you what's wrong. But like, I don't know if that's sustainable, because the average person can't pay that wizard a bunch of times over the course of a year. You know, it gets expensive.
Yeah. And you're probably going to be competing with cheaper and cheaper fans and toilets. Yep. So maybe just throw that toilet away when the plunger breaks.
Like, here's a good example, right? My garbage disposal started leaking like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit, I need to figure out what to do here. So I like looked on the internet and I was like, here's how to replace the garbage disposal. And I was like, okay, this seems like something I could do. But at the same time, it's plumbing related. And there's whirring blades in a garbage disposal, so maybe I'm going to call someone to replace this for me. So I did. I called someone to replace it, and they charged like $100, and it wasn't like cheap, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, I'm kind of glad I paid $100 to do that, because...
to get it right.
Yeah, now I know it's working, right? But it's like, everything's going to be like that. Like, you need something? Yeah, call this person to do it. It's going to be like a few hundred dollars to do, bare minimum. And you're gonna have to eat it. Whereas, like, if you just, like, talk to a guy at Ace Hardware, he could be like, here's what to do. It's easy. I'll come to your house and do it for you.
I'll come to your house.
I'm like, I don't know. You used to be able to do that. And now you really can't. It's weird. Yeah. Well, you still can a little, but I don't know. Eventually, you won't be able to. So, all right. I'm done talking to Home Depot. But I feel like they, like, know more than they're paid for, right?
At Home for sure. Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about how it costs, like, you know, about $100, $200 to fix your garbage disposal. It seems like every repair I have cost that magic amount of money, regardless of what it is.
I mean, it could cost a lot more, right? But, like, no matter how minute it is, it costs at least, like, $100 to $200. Like, even the smallest thing, you know?
Yeah, I lost the key to my mailbox recently, mm-hmm. and in order to fix that, I have to call a locksmith. He opens it, installs a new lock, does all that.
Uh-huh.
It's about $100.
Yep. It's like that magic number.
Yeah, why is it magic, though?
I don't know.
It because, like, the average person that's doing work like that gets maybe $20 an hour, and the parts are, like, minimal?
No.
Labor? Is it mostly labor?
No. I think it's what your average consumer is willing to pay to make something annoying go away.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's what it is. Because they figured it out, you know, capitalism has dictated that $100 is the sweet spot between, oh man, that's a lot of money, but at the same time, it's not that much money, you know? It's worth it, you know?
Yeah. $200 is like, I'll live with it. $100 is like, let's take care of it.
Yeah. And then $200 even can be let's take care of it if it's something that you need all the time. Like, if your refrigerator breaks and the guy's like, oh, that'll be 200. And you're like, well, I mean, I need a refrigerator. It's like, okay, here you go. If it's like 500, it's like, oh no, I'm going to buy a new fridge completely. But 200 is like the sweet spot for like stuff you need every day. And 100 is like the sweet spot for stuff. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Those sweet spots are interesting though.
Yeah, like once my this is so stupid. My did I ever tell this story? I my old Honda Accord.
Yeah,
it's windows, like the power windows stopped working, and instead of the power windows just not working and like, oh, I can't roll the window down anymore, the windows fall off the track and fall down into the crevice. Like, who the hell designed that? Like, why is that a thing that happens? Like, instead of it just being like, oh, my windows just don't roll down anymore. It's like, no.
It's like, no, they're just down. They're just
open all the time. Like, literally, all the time. And so I had to call, like, there was literally nowhere to repair this. And, you know, I could bring it to a dealership, and they're like, that'll be $300. I'm like, that's ridiculous. So luckily, I found this company, this, like, mom-and-pop company, that was like, yeah, all we do is fixing this window problem. Because this happens enough with cars. That's awesome. Like, literally all they do. They drive over and they fixed it for me. And guess how much it costs?
$100. $100, yeah.
Exactly. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? This is garbage. The funny thing about that story, like 6 months later, not even six, it was like 3 or 4 months later, the other window on the other side fell down too. It's like they were designed to like fail at the same time.
So that you'd have to bring it in.
Yeah. So I called the same people and they're like, oh, it's you again. I'm like, yeah, my other window did this time.
That's another thing entirely, designing something so that it will fail and you'll have to pay for it eventually.
Which I think companies have figured out the sweet spot there too, right?
Yeah, like tech companies sure have.
Oh yeah, because they figured out they like in the 80s and the 90s they kind of went too far, and the disposable, like some companies did, and we as consumers figured out like, this is cheap, I don't want this, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like we figured that out, but now they're like, okay, we figured out the exact balance between last just long enough but breaks.
Yeah.
To get you coming back.
And lasts too long. Like, there was a while where if you bought an electronic appliance, like, it's going to work forever. And that's not a good thing.
It's weird. It's really weird looking back at old electronics and old, like old instruments and appliances and stuff like that, stuff you use around the house. Looking back at those, because people sell those, like, used. From like the 60s and 70s, and they sell them for a premium price because they know they're never going to break. But stuff today you buy and it's like, ooh, I don't know, like how long is this going to last me? 3 years, and then it's going to crap out, and they like did that intentionally, so you buy another one. But it's like you said, like the reason they stopped making them last forever is because they need to get money from you.
Yeah, even with software, it's become a thing, everybody does it, where they release an update that just slows down your stuff.
Yeah,
like, and the iPhone does it. All the phones do it. Video cards do it
all the time, and I hate it with cell phones. And I feel like we were taught, like as a society, we were talking about that like a few years ago. Like, oh, this is so dumb that phones do that, and now we just like forgotten about it. We're like, it's fine. It's just something that they do. Like, why are we paying $800 for a phone that only lasts us 2 years, and then you have to buy another one for $800? You remember in the 90s when you bought a computer and it would last for like 15 years without dying? Like, what happened to that? Like, it just, it's so weird. Like, we're just desensitized. So it's like, yeah, it's just an expense you have to pay. It's so strange. Yeah,
video cards do it too.
Yeah, anything with a circuit board now, they're just like, that's fine. And I don't know if they design it that way or just technology.
No, they do. They for sure do. Or at least, like, they realize after the fact and they release it as an update. It gets downloaded onto your computer and then your video card just,
that's
like,
stupid.
Downloaded starts fucking up.
So I have an iPhone now. I used to have a Samsung Galaxy. And I like the iPhone a lot better than Samsung Galaxy. And the reason that is because I had the Galaxy 3 years in, like, not 3 years in a row, but like three generations in a row. Not three generations. Three, I don't know, three different versions of it over the course of like 6 years or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
But every single one I owned, it would crap out quicker than the last one. Like, first one lasted me 2 years. Second one lasted me a year and three quarters. Third one lasted me like 1 year. You know what I mean? Like, And it's because they keep pushing the these software updates, and it literally just slows the thing down and eats, like, battery like nobody's business. And, like, they're doing it on purpose. And they're charging, like, $800 for these phones. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, why the hell am I spending all this money when this thing's just going to die in 2 years? Like, if I'm spending $800, I want something that's going to last me a long time because I'm spending $800. You know what I mean?
Just get a Motorola Razr for, right? Like, $40.
And it'll work, right? Like, you can't do any fancy shit on it, but, like, it will work.
You can play Snake on it.
One of my, like, uncles has, like, an old flip phone from, like, 2002 that still works. It's like, it works fine, you know?
My iPhone I've had for a few years now. If I call someone, that thing heats up like an oven. It's, like, it gets so hot. I can't put it on my face.
Yeah, and you're like, ow, ow, ow. And
it's like, what are you, like, doing in there? We're just making a call.
And then you've, like, lost the whole point of the phone. Like, it doesn't even work as a phone anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the hell?
Runs out of battery in, like, an hour. Heats up randomly. Gets really hot.
I just hate consumer electronics pricing. It's so stupid. It's weird, though, because we've, like, trained... This is an interesting conversation because we've, like, trained our own generation to be okay with buying new because used stuff generally sucks. Because, like, if you were to buy a new phone today, you know, like, you wouldn't want to get a new one. Or you wouldn't want to get a used one, rather. Because
you actually can't.
Like, you could, but, like, that's bad. Like, it's going to die real soon. Like, it's a bad idea to get a used phone. It's even a bad idea to get, like, a few generations back phone. Because those are shit too, you know? But it's strange because, like, back in the day, 50 years ago, or probably even 30 years ago, like, people bought used stuff all the time because used stuff was fine. Like, as long as it wasn't damaged, it would last. But today we're, like, averse to buying used things because corporations have trained us that, oh, that's a few years old, that's gonna die soon. And, like, it's because it does die soon now. But, like, if you go back in time, like, for example, I was, like, looking for a new bass to buy recently, right?
Right.
And I was like, oh, it was, like, $600, $800, or whatever. And you go back and you're like, oh, let me see how much, like, used ones are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ones that are from, like, the 70s, 80s, same fucking price as completely new ones. You know why they're the same price? Because they last just as long as the new ones.
Yeah.
Because they're made in the 1980s or whatever. Like, like, it doesn't matter. Like, used was basically the same as new, except it was a little less worn down, but it worked just as fine. You know, like, back when we made, things. Or, like, another good example is, like, KitchenAid mixers. Have you seen those KitchenAid stand mixers?
Oh, yeah, those nice ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That design has not changed since, like, the 1950s, and you could buy one from the 1950s, and it would work right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they go for the exact same price as the new ones, like, they're probably a little cheaper, but it's because they last. And, like, if you applied that same theory to, like electronics, like, that doesn't fly at all. Like, the older your electronics, like, it costs, like, a dollar, because they know it doesn't work anymore, you know?
Yeah, which brings us to... Internet-connected devices are the devil. They're terrible because any device connected to the internet, a corporation can mess with after you buy it, which you don't want.
So, and the end, here's the scary thing. You don't actually own it, right? Because they could just turn it off whenever they want.
No, you purchase... Okay, so, it's bad to say, like, owning something that's connected to the internet. It's more like you purchase a contract license that says you can use it for a certain amount of time.
And then maybe they'll keep...
And they can cancel that contract whenever they want.
Which is scary. And I feel like it's not really discussed enough either, that whole fact that... I mean, you don't really own anything anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
You're just allowed to use it.
You're just allowed to. Going back to the mobile phone thing really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed when you go to, like, Best Buy or whatever to buy a new phone, they don't let you outright buy phones anymore. They put you on, like, month-to-month plans that basically go on your phone bill. Yeah. And the reason they do that is because they're subsidizing the phone. You're not ever actually owning the phone at that point. You're just you're leasing it, you know what I mean, effectively. Right? Yeah. And they're pushing this. They're pushing this whole economy of leasing and, like, subscription. Like, you're not going to own anything you own anymore. You're just going to lease it. And if we don't want you to have it anymore, we can take it away if we wanted to. You know what I mean?
Anytime. I lease my cable modem.
And that scares the shit out of me. I don't know why, but it just does. Because, like, at the end of the day, if the corporation's being an asshole and thinks I'm being an asshole, they're just like, well, you can't have that anymore.
Take it away.
Yeah. And that scares the shit out of me. So I try to buy everything legitimately, like, outright whenever I can, because I don't want to not own something that I feel like I should be owning.
It's hard to avoid, though. Like, pretty soon, like, all your refrigerators are going to have the iPad in it.
It's frightening. Internet-connected devices are scary. Speaking of that, Google has unveiled... Did you hear about this whole thing?
Yeah, I heard about it, but I don't know a lot about it.
So Google unveiled this new streaming video game console. Well, I shouldn't call it a console, because I don't think it's actually anything. It's just a subscription. I don't even know if it's a subscription. Who knows what it is? But it's a platform where you can play any game you want on Google's streaming platform. So instead of having like a console, like a PlayStation or whatever, you will just connect your controller to Chrome or whatever browser or something, you know, an app or whatever. And you can just play a game through, like, it'll stream down from some supercomputer somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you'll play it like that. So, like, there'll be a little latency or whatever, but you can play it that way.
So how does this price model work? Do you purchase a subscription?
Nobody knows yet. So
do you purchase games?
They haven't unveiled the model yet, but a lot of people think it's going to be a subscription. Buying games on this would be a terrible idea, in my opinion, because you don't actually own any copy of the game. You know?
I think it would work, though. Like, it works for Spotify. Like, you don't actually own that music. You just get to listen to it.
Yeah, but you pay for a subscription to Spotify, right?
So, and you don't pay for individual art. Okay.
Right. So, like, you're never buying an album on Spotify. You're just paying for a subscription, and it lets you listen to whatever the hell you want while you have Spotify. And if you deactivate Spotify, you lose that. So, like, if Google did this where you bought games, they could deactivate that game whenever they wanted, which is scary. So I think a subscription model makes more sense, because then it's like you can play whatever you want. But the issue there is that doesn't make financial sense for Google, right?
Because
if I play 20 games a month, which is a shit ton of games, Google wants more money from me than a guy that's playing one game a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how's that going to work? You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe it's more like Apple Music. Like, you get this game box, whatever it's called, and then you buy the games on it, but you never actually receive physical media, or you don't get to download it. You just get to play it. Could maybe that work?
Physical media. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it's that's the way it is. It sounds like it's completely non-physical, right? It's like...
Yeah.
It's just... It's all digital. It's streaming. Maybe it'll be a subscription, maybe it won't.
Yeah, how they're going to make money with... How everyone will make money with this is the most confusing part to me. Like, how do the game studios make money? How does Google make money? Why is this profitable for anyone?
I have no idea how anyone makes money. I can tell you how Google makes money, though.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
Yeah.
Do you know how they make... This is the funny thing that people were talking about when this was announced. It was like, how is this a profitable business model? Like, this is weird. Like, because there was a service that came out, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, and it did this exact same thing. It was streaming games, and it was called OnLive. Mm-hmm. And their business model was you subscribe, you pay a monthly fee, and you can play a bunch of games. And now they're all not new games, but they're all, like, new-ish. You know, they're all, like... I think they have, like, a rollover. It's kind of like a Netflix thing. They don't get the latest, but they get pretty lately
stuff. Yeah, they're pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So it's, like, all, you know, stuff that's maybe 6 months old or whatever. But you're paying a premium price every month. You're paying, like, $50. It's the price of one game, right? And you have access to their whole library. And you can keep playing them until, you know, forever or whatever. And now the reason they went out of business is because they couldn't sustain that model. Like, they weren't making enough money in order to keep them afloat, because... The people that were playing the games were playing so many games that they had to give out all these cuts to developers and publishers and stuff, and they couldn't afford to do that. So, like, that model just didn't work for them. Maybe Google has some special model that works for them, but it's really hard to imagine how they're going to make legitimate money this way, and especially how publishers are going to make money this way, too.
Yeah, because... most successful games right now, don't they use some kind of microtransaction in-game?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, and I just don't know how that's going to work.
So, I mean, it could be a thing where it's like, oh, all the games on Google have microtransactions and they're free to play and they're just making money based on you adding money, you know, doing a microtransaction in-game, and then Google gets a cut of that. Like, that could work. Maybe, but for games that are like, hey, I buy this game for $60 and that's it, like, how is that going to make money on this Google thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious about it.
I know how Google's going to make money on it, though.
Yeah, they're going to take your data.
And they're going to sell it to China or whatever. And I think no one's talking about that with this thing, but it's true. I made a tweet like a week or two ago. It was before this was announced. And I was like, Google one day is going to introduce some technology, give it to you for free, and people will be like, thanks, Google, and not realize it's like collecting all your data. But I think that's what this is. Like,
yeah,
that's
maybe they'll even realize it, but they'll just be okay with it.
I think that's what this is. I think Google is going to attach this to some, whatever it is, your computer, your phone, whatever device it is. And it's just going to be on all the time. And you're gonna bring up YouTube. Like, the example they gave in the demo was, like, you go on YouTube, and you're, like, type in the name of a game trailer, and you watch the trailer, and at the end of the trailer, it's like, oh, you can immediately play it. You can immediately stream it just from right there. It's all, like, all integrated, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, what is that? Like, how does YouTube make money? Advertising and collecting your data. Like, it's exactly the same thing, right? So I think they're just gonna, like, have analytics on, like, every aspect of your gamer life, and then they're just gonna like sell your data to somebody.
Yeah, to maybe developers or advertisers. There's all kind of people who would want that information.
It's super fucked up in my opinion, but I'm not touching this thing with a 10-foot pole because I think Google's the most evil company in the world. But you know,
I mean, it's like if you have one of their phones, it's already doing it.
It's like, true. No, I don't have a Google phone, but yeah, it's true. Yeah. You're right. It is already doing it.
We should do our first trivia question, but I want to get back to this in a second.
Okay, sorry.
I have something to add.
Yeah. I'll do the first one. This is a short, easy one.
Sure.
All right, your first trivia question, the topic is surveys, which is very vague, but what lifeline would you like?
Okay, my first lifeline, I'm going to choose 50-50.
Okay. According to a career builder survey, what is the worst color you could possibly wear to a job interview? Is it A, black, B, chartreuse, C, orange, or D, salmon?
I don't think I've ever worn one of these colors to a job interview, so that's a relief at least.
That's true.
My gut says black. Mm-hmm. For some reason,
because it's like dark and like
black. I'm like dark. Don't trust me.
You're edgy. Yeah, you're edgy. A bad seed.
Yeah, I'm like Shadow the Hedgehog.
You wear all black. Yeah. It's like black shirt, black pants. You dye your hair black. You wear black eyeliner or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna use 50-50 on this one.
Okay, so it's either black, chartreuse, orange, or salmon. You're using 50-50. It's either chartreuse or orange.
What color is chartreuse?
Chartreuse is like a green, like a light green. Okay. Like an off green.
All right, I'm just going to imagine myself as a recruiter. Okay, so you walk into my office and you're wearing orange. What do I think?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't like it. I'll tell you that.
Why don't you like it?
Because it's orange. Like, you could have picked any color. You picked orange? Really?
I love it. Love it.
Like, I'm just going to imagine you in Dillard's or whatever, and there's, like 50 shirts, and you're like, there it is. There's
the orange one. This is the one I want.
I'm going to buy it for $50.
Yep. So, orange or chartreuse?
Chartreuse, you said that's like green?
It's like an off green. It's like a, yeah.
Yeah, green is nice. It makes me think that you're cool with nature or whatever.
Natural, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go with orange just because that would be my exact reaction.
Final answer. Orange is correct.
Yes.
Well done logicking. Aren't you glad I didn't put black in there? Because, no, you probably still would have got it. I don't know. Maybe not.
Black is like slimming.
Yeah.
and it's like the color of suits.
But I could have done black and orange as your 50-50. But
I would have considered black for sure.
Yeah. Orange does seem like a weird color to wear to a job interview. No.
I'm wearing orange to my next job interview.
Do you have an orange shirt?
No.
I have like a burnt orange shirt.
That's not orange, though.
You know the shirt I'm talking about?
No, if it's burnt, the shirt I'm picturing is like orange.
Like the color, or like the fruit.
Like the fruit, yeah.
It's like, whoa there, what are you doing with yourself here? I don't need this right now. Yeah, that's true. Good job on your first one. You said you wanted to add something to the Google thing for it.
So Google, I think they're going to start doing this with more of their products. Like, their beginning business model was, we're going to release a product that we could charge a lot more for, but we're not going to. Because one, they're really good and people will use them because they're better than anything else out there. And when a ton of people use them, then you can collect a ton of data and you can sell that and it'll be worth way more.
It will.
But another consequence of that is since these products are so good and so many people use them to do so many things, once people are hooked on them, you can start charging exorbitant amounts the fact.
Yeah, because
people will have to pay it. And the example that happened recently was, you know, Google Maps API.
Yeah.
It's what, like, every review app uses, like Yelp, Zillow, like all those apps that use Google Street data.
Yeah. They all use that. It to function.
And before, that data was free. It was free. Anybody could get it for free. Mm-hmm. And now, all right, so not exactly free, but before it was you could use 25,000 images per day from Google Streets for free. Now it's 25,000 per month. And every 1,000 images after that is $7.
Jeez.
Which is a lot more.
That's expensive.
So if you want to compare the price to what it was before to what it is now, it's more than $20,000 a month increase.
Holy crap. And to like a little business that is like just starting out, like an app. Like, they ain't going to be able to pay that.
You can't pay $20,000 a month.
But these Foursquare and whatever, they're going to pay it because they have to.
Yeah, that's their whole business.
And there's just extra money for Google. God, that's skeevy.
God, do you know how smart that is, though? Like, I've always wondered why they had this incredible data out there for free. And it's like, we're going to... People will build a business on this data.
And then we'll make them pay for it.
And then we'll collect...
It's like the mob. That's so weird, man.
It is.
I hate Google. They're probably listening to that right now.
They probably got a robot. That's probably every view we have on this podcast. It's just a robot listening.
It's a Google bot monitoring our podcast for dissent. And then they're going to send a drone in to kill me one day.
Yeah.
Also, there is a website on how many ideas Google has killed, because they've made a lot of products over the years and then just like stopped supporting them because they do things really fast and they're like, if something doesn't work, they're like, whatever, and they kill it.
Yeah, they kill it off.
And I saw that site and I was like, I thought it was like, the site is called like killedbygoogle.com, and when I first saw it, I was like, is this people killed by Google?
Like, uh-oh.
I was like, am I going to be on this list one day? How many people do you think Google has killed?
Like, humans?
Yeah.
Well...
Not, like, murdered, but, like, through something they did, kill somebody. You know what I mean?
Probably a lot, right?
I mean, you can count murdered in there, but, like, I'm not talking about, like, they put on a hit on somebody.
Yeah.
But through their direct involvement, someone died.
Probably a lot, because they have... Don't they make all their stuff in China? And people, they throw themselves off the buildings and... Yeah, so probably a few.
And you gotta think, like, how many times have Google Maps done something stupid and killed somebody, you know?
Oh, like told someone to turn somewhere and it was the wrong
spot.
Probably
a lot. I mean, that happens to me all the time. You know? It's like, oh, Google Maps is wrong. Oh God, I'm going down the wrong way or whatever. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time, but it's happened before.
Yeah.
So
Google has told me to make a turn that if I did would have been an illegal turn. before.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I'm sure a lot of people have died to Google. I know this is depressing, but Google yeah. isn't your friend, everyone. Just letting you know right now. We should talk about something happy now.
Something happy.
Yeah. What do you got?
We could talk about the flat earth. We could talk about... That's
not happy.
That's not happy.
No.
There's a really good sandwich at Publix this week.
What's the sandwich?
Okay. The sandwich is the Players' Championship sandwich.
The Players' Championship. Did you go this year to the Players' Championship?
No, I didn't go.
Is this a Florida thing that like only people in Florida know about?
It might be. It's a big golf tournament, but in case anyone's listening...
I have another topic about this. Not about the players, but that reminds me afterwards. So continue with the public story.
The Players' Championship is just a big golf tournament that happens near where I live. And I usually go every year on Sunday because I get cheap tickets through where I work. But
yeah,
like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, all those dudes are there.
Right.
And Publix, the grocery store around here, this year introduced the Players' Championship sandwich, and it's delicious.
What is it? Tell me. Describe the sandwich.
It's chicken, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and pimento cheese spread.
You love your pimento cheese
spread. It's my favorite thing, yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. That sounds very high class sandwich.
It's like a club sandwich with pimento cheese.
So have you... How many times have you had it?
Twice.
Are they phasing it out soon?
I don't know. It was on sale last week. I haven't tried to order it this week, but...
How often do you go to Publix to get a sandwich?
At least twice a week.
Okay. That's cool. It would be sad if they phased that out like a month from now. You're like, can I have the Players' Sandwich? And they're like, we don't have that anymore. And you're like, just put pimento cheese and chicken.
Just make a club sandwich and put pimento cheese on it.
That's funny. I could go for a Publix sub right now. I could go for one all the time. That's what I miss so much about living in Texas. We don't have Publix. We've talked about this before. It's just, I wish we had them, but we don't.
Yeah, I would miss that for sure. It's a good thing to get at lunch. They're huge, and they're cheap, and they're really good quality, surprisingly.
But, okay, I want to talk about the Players' Championship real quick, because I don't know if anyone outside of Florida knows what the Players' Championship is. Because, like, okay, here's the thing. If you know about golf... You probably know about it, right? Mm-hmm. And if you lived where we grew up in Florida, you know about it because it's in North Florida, right? I lived like a minute from where they do the Players' Championship. Like, I literally, my house was like, growing up, was like 2 miles away.
You could probably hear it from
your house. You could like hear it almost. Like, the road that you drive down to get to my neighborhood, that's where the Players' Championship was. So, like, I grew up knowing about it. But I don't know if anyone else knows about it. You know about it. I know about it because we live near or whatever. But here's the weird thing. And this is what I think about this kind of thing a lot. Things that I know implicitly, and maybe you know, and other people know implicitly, and they're like things that you know because you're like immersed in it from an early age. You like just know about it. Like golf is a good example in North Florida. Like a lot of people just know about golf because they're around it all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? They just, like, know about it because they're brought up in a way that, like, exposes them to a lot.
Yeah.
Now, flash forward 20 years. So, as a kid, you know about that really a lot, right? Now, flash forward, like, 20 years, 30 years. You have a person that's in, like, their 20s or 30s. Do they know about this because they have been exposed to it over the course of their life? Or do they not know about it? So, like, here's an example. I'm trying to think of a good one. It's really... hard. But basically what I'm trying to ask is things that you know about over the course of your life that you've always known, how can you determine if someone else also knows that or doesn't? Because like at some point you can't tell if that's something that you learned because everybody on earth knows it or it's a common thing or it's just something you know because of your upbringing. Does that make sense?
Because it was in your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, like, I'm not assuming that everyone in the world knows about the Players' Championship, but, like, is it a popular thing that random people will know about? Or is it just something I know and everyone around me knows because I grew up around it?
That particular thing is probably something that only you and me know about on average.
Maybe. Yeah.
Probably. It's not a huge thing like the Super Bowl. Like, it's on, they'll show it on ESPN or whatever, but the Players' Championship in particular is something probably only we know about it.
Yeah.
And pimento cheese, I don't know if you know this, but they sell pimento cheese sandwiches at the Players' Championship.
Do they?
And They're really, really good.
You should go to the Players' Championship just for the pimento cheese.
It's already over.
But I'm kidding.
I usually do.
But you see what I mean? I wish I had a better example than the Players' Championship, because I thought about this. I'm going to bring this up next week. I'll have a better example.
It's like cricket, dude. Like, I don't know anything about cricket, but there's people in Jamaica that they grew up with that.
Everything
and it's
about
part of their whole world.
And now, do they assume when they grow up that everyone else knows about cricket?
Yeah, they probably
do. Right? They're like, everybody knows cricket. It's like, no, we don't. We have no idea what it is.
No, cricket? I tried watching it once. It's just a bunch of guys walking around a field, and like, doing random stuff.
But
it's
here's the chaos. Thing that's weird, right? So, like, they think everyone knows about cricket, and we don't. And we think everybody knows about golf, but everybody doesn't. How do you determine what things are things that you know about because that's how you're raised, or things that you know about that, like, everyone eventually knows about that. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe there just isn't anything that everybody eventually knows about. Maybe there's nothing that satisfies that.
I mean, probably true. But you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people know about. Like, is this common knowledge, or is this knowledge that I've gained that nobody else usually gets to know?
The internet actually isn't a very useful perspective on determining that too, because you look up the Players' Championship online,
you have to know about it first.
Tons of crap about it,
but you have to know about it to search for it.
Yeah,
we should get into another trivia.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, this one is the topic is anatomy.
Great.
What would you like your lifeline to be?
Monty Hall.
Okay. What is the technical name for the noise your stomach makes when it growls?
Okay.
Is it rumblesmus? Is it borbigamus? Is it calliope? Or is it wumpus?
It should be wumpus. I know it's not, though. You made that up.
How do you know?
Because I know you.
Rumblesmus, borbigamus, calliope, or wumpus?
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm gonna Monty Hall and lock in Wumpus.
It's either Borbigamus or Wumpus.
Yeah, it's Borbigamus, final answer.
Borbigamus.
Yes.
Borbigamus is correct. And the reason I like this question so much is because this is a word I've used as a trivia fake answer before without even realizing it was a real word.
Really?
Yeah, I've used Borbigamus before. Without knowing, like, I made it up, but it's not made up, it's real.
Oh, that's crazy. Can
Isn't
we talk
that
about that?
Weird?
That's crazy. Okay, I have an example of that, too. That's crazy that that happened to you, but something equally crazy happened
tell
to
me. Tell me.
When I was 8 years old, or, like, around that age, I was really, really mad at this kid. I don't remember why. Okay. He did something to slight me.
Sure.
And I made up this thing in my head that I thought was like crazy disrespectful. Okay. It's like a gesture you do with your hand.
Sure.
And I'll try to describe it. You take your fingers and you like flick your chin upwards. Have you seen that?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. You take your fingers and you like put it on your chin and then you flick them upwards.
And then flick them outwards.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I made that up when I was 8.
In your brain.
In my brain. I just made it up as like a curse. And it turns out that's really a curse.
It is. I don't think it is in America, but it is somewhere.
Yeah. And it makes me think, like, that's something that can mess with your sense of reality. Like,
How did you do that? You willed that into the world?
Did I will that into the universe? Like,
maybe you did. Oh, that's so weird. Like, you did it, and then the universe realigned. It was like, all right, we need to make this an insult now or whatever.
It's just too good not to be.
It's right? too good, and we have to rewrite the past in order to do it. Like, where would you have come up with that otherwise? Maybe you subconsciously knew it, but
no, dude, I never saw that before in my life.
How many years passed before you found out this was real?
Like 10 years, probably.
Seriously? So you went 10 years without realizing it, and then 10 years later, you're like, holy shit, this is real. I made this up when I was 8.
Yeah, it's something that I continued to do, though. It was just a weird thing that only I knew about. Yeah.
See, it would have been less weird if, like, you learned the real version, like, a week later. Because then I would say, oh, your memories may be fuzzy. But since you didn't realize it was real until like 10 years later,
no,
that's like you really didn't know it. And you
I was
like,
an adult before I realized it.
What? How was that day when you when you had that realization?
It screwed with me.
Had you watched The Matrix before or after that happened?
It was after I saw The Matrix.
And you're like, whoa.
You know me too. I don't. You know me well enough to know that I don't deal with things like this very well. Like,
yeah.
Things like this really mess with me, and yeah. It's just something I still think about.
This has happened to me before, but not quite on the scale of you. Like, it was like, I don't remember what it was.
Borba Gamas, you just said it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That is one example. But I think for me, it was that I probably read that subconsciously years ago, and I just repeated the word because it's a cool word. It's weird sounding. You know what I mean? But like I've had a legitimate experience like yours, but it wasn't as significant as like, oh, 10 years literally passed before. It was like a week later, and I was like, whoa, that's weird. So I didn't think that it was as weird. But, oh, man, the next time that happens to you, please call me on the telephone.
I'll tell you right away.
Yes, just I want to have that existential crisis with you.
Yeah, it was a real existential crisis. I was like, wait a minute.
So bizarre.
Did all right, my original theory when I learned it was real was, did a teacher see that, tell another teacher, because she thought I was doing something mean.
Yeah.
And then that principal, like,
spread
it. Like, maybe they thought like that was something everybody did at school. It was a mean thing that I did.
Okay, I've had a similar, like, this isn't related to, like, the invention of the thing. Do you remember when everyone started using the word booyah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I used that word when I was, like, 4 years old, and it wasn't a word yet, but I remember using it when I was, like, 4 years old. Or, like, five. I was, like, it was, like, you know, the age you are when you say a lot of random junk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you just get fixated on, like, a word. Like, I use that a lot. And I don't think it existed in the vocabulary of the 90s at that point. You know what I mean? But I used it a lot. And then, like, years later, it, like, came up. And I was like, wait, how did
that
happen?
That's my word.
Yeah, I made that. Why is that a thing anymore? You know what I mean? And I never, like, kept repeating it. I was like, that fell out of fashion with me when I was five. But if people want to use it now, sure, whatever. You know what I mean?
I have a funny story. It's not about this, but when I was a kid, I used to say groovy a lot because of Earthworm Jim.
Sure, as you do.
Yeah.
That's the story?
Groovy! That's the whole story. Just wanted to share.
I love how that's the whole story. But no, this is an interesting topic because I feel like I have a lot of words that I said, and I was like, when I was a kid, I remember saying them well before they became, like, a thing that people said. And then later, I'm like, was I responsible for this becoming a thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good example. Another good example is, have you heard the term rando?
Like a random
describe
person?
Describe a random person, yeah.
Yeah.
So this became popularized in the past few years. Probably, like, 5 years ago. And it's normally to describe a stranger you don't know, especially describe someone random on the internet that you don't know, like an anonymous person. I swear to you, I used this term when I was 15 years old, though. Like, 15 years ago, I used this. 16 years ago, I used this term. And I thought I had made it up when I was 15, because I was the only one that was using it. And then flash forward, like 10 years later, people start using it, and I'm like, huh, how did that happen? That's weird. And then, you know, now we're at the point where people use it pretty frequently. And I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
How did this happen? You know?
Not to get, like, too hipstery or anything, but I feel like I've done that with a lot of things. Like, music I used to listen to, games I used to play. It seemed like I would find out about it before it was popular, and then it would become popular. And then I would feel like I was responsible because I was conceited.
You definitely had that effect on me a lot. A lot of the things you liked, I, like, was like, whoa. Like, I found out through you. And then maybe I made other people find out, but that doesn't track because I'm not cool enough for that.
But, like, maybe what it really is I'm just a conceited person, and I only focus on, like, maybe the things that work out. And, like, there are so many failures that I totally ignore.
Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Like, maybe I just used to make up hundreds of hand gestures as a kid.
Uh-huh. And that was the one that stuck out.
And that's the one I remember because it was real.
But But you still made it up at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, but like if I was doing this kind of stuff every day, eventually
you're bound to make up a hand gesture that's real. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's true. But you still made it up independently.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be critical of my theory that, oh, maybe I willed this into the universe.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I will some things in the universe sometimes. Yeah, it's just too, the universe is too weird sometimes for that not to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It's like that Rob Zombie song that starts with, look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Exactly, it does. You ready for your last and final trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. Your last question category is animals.
Okay. I'm going to use my 5-second Google, but I hope I'll do well because I like animals.
Okay. I don't know if you've had this question before, but if you have, I'm sorry. How many brains do leeches have? Have you had this question before?
No.
Okay. How many brains do leeches have? Is it A, 0, B, 1, C, 32, or D, 100?
No. I'm not going to use my lifeline. I'm going to work through this.
I can't wait. This is the one I was hoping you would just go.
Gosh. So, 0, 1, 32, or 100?
Yep.
Okay. So... What does a leech do? Do they really... Do they know where... They don't know where they are. They don't... They don't know anything.
What does a leech do?
They don't have eyes. I don't think they can feel.
What do they do, though? Like, do they just wait for something? I've never really thought about this before.
Seriously, I don't think they seek out prey. I think it just happens.
So they just wait for something to happen and then they're like, they latch on or whatever.
Yeah. They're like the ultimate embodiment of like Taoism. You just chill
until something happens. Now what happens if nothing happens? Do they just die? Probably,
I think,
right?
So.
Wow, that's a badass animal.
I don't think they can swim.
I don't think they can swim either.
They don't have fins.
But they're always in water.
Yeah.
That's super weird. I've never seen a leech, like you know, swim.
They try to, like, make an effort to survive.
Like, you know, the weird thing about leeches is, like, if you watch videos of, like, leeches on stuff, like, they only move when they're attached, right? It's like, well, not that's not true. When they're attached, they're just there. When you try to get them off, they'll move. And then when you throw them, like, when you get them off, they'll just, like, writhe and just die. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're not really, like, moving out of the context of being attached to a person's skin. You know what I mean? Which is weird. But anyway, that doesn't help you with how many brains do they have.
So some plants will recoil when you touch them, and they don't have brains.
Like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good example. It's kind of like a leech, right?
It's a lot like a leech. It's they like, just wait.
Leech is like the Venus flytrap of plants.
It's basically a plant. It's
a plant that sucks blood.
Yeah.
It's not attached to the ground.
I'm leaning towards 0, honestly. I don't think leeches... They don't have 100.
So 0, 1, 32, or 100. Walk me through each answer and, like, the you know, the sureness you are that it is.
Okay. I'll go through each one, say why it could be each one, sure. And then choose the most likely one.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
So if it's 0, they're just the Venus flytrap of animals.
Brainless.
Yeah. They just have nerves maybe, but not sure. Not a brain.
They just feel something and then like snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they have one brain, they don't have a vertebrae or anything, so it just floats around in there.
It's just in there.
And I feel like if they have a brain, if you, like, flick it, they'll die. Like, if you flick one part of the leech, it'll die instantly. Yeah. I don't think that's true. I think you can flick a leech anywhere and it'll live.
It'll be fine.
32 is just ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Why would there be 30? They don't need one. Why do they need 32? Oh, but maybe it's 32 because since they don't have invertebrates, they need backup brains.
Oh,
for yeah. when. Yeah. When
someone flicks them. Like, well, we got flicked. Activate brain number 31.
Yeah. And 100 would be the same thing.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go with 0, final answer.
Your final answer?
Yes.
0 is incorrect.
Damn.
Do you have a second guess?
I'm going to sound really stupid.
No, go ahead.
32.
32 is correct.
Yes. Is that really why? Because yes. You will flick them. And
I don't know why. I didn't read that far into the thing, but it has 32 brains. I think it has something to do with being backup brains. Like, they're all really dumb brains.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's like because a leech is like a bunch of segmented animals together or something like that. You know, I don't know. I didn't read that far into it. It's pretty wild, though, huh?
Yeah, that is wild. I didn't know there were any animals that had more than one brain.
Me neither. The leech, though, does.
I knew that the earthworm had, like, 10 stomachs or whatever.
Mm, yeah.
Or maybe it's some hearts, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. Do we have any Reddits or whatever?
Yeah, we have a... We have.
Are they any good?
No, they're not real good.
I have some Would You Rathers if you'd prefer.
Let's do those. They're more
okay.
fun.
Okay. Would you rather be the smartest person or be a big singing dragon?
Big singing dragon, for sure.
Yeah. You'd be entertaining that way.
Yeah.
Have you seen, is it Puff the Magic Dragon? I don't know. One of the dragons is, like, chubby and green.
Yeah, that's Puff.
Yeah. I imagine that.
That's my friend. That's Puff. I know him.
He sings like opera and stuff too. It's like la 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 la. You know.
Wait, maybe that isn't Puff. Is that the one where there's the knight named Sir Guile?
Yeah, and that's not Puff.
No, that isn't Puff.
What is that?
That's the Sword and the Stone. Is it? I don't know the name of the dragon though.
Is that? Maybe.
Yeah, I think the movie is the Sword and the Stone.
Oh, I didn't know there's a dragon in the Sword and the Stone.
Maybe we're mixing up movies.
I feel like we're making movies up.
I know an opera dragon, and I know it's in a cartoon. Wait,
there's an opera dragon? I just made that up.
Oh, there...
Did I will something into existence again?
Are you messing with me? I think
no, I really don't know of an opera dragon. I have an image of a big green dragon in my head that's, like, kind of fat.
And he's,
like,
and he's humorous, right?
Yes, he's humorous.
He's
yes.
a funny dragon.
Yes.
I don't. And think he's nice to a boy, stone. Right? He's like a...
Yeah, but I don't think that's Sword in the Stone.
We're going to have to look into this.
Sword of the Stone. Right now?
After the show. Just to see.
Yeah. But anyway, you'd rather be a big singing dragon. I mean, I would too.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to an elevator with ninjas or your home in the stomach?
Elevator with ninjas? Probably, because... Stomach is one of the worst places to be, right?
I would assume so. What if they had a show like SpongeBob SquarePants, but instead of in the ocean, it's in someone's stomach?
That would be awesome.
Would you watch that?
Who lives in a stomach? In Mr. Pete.
yeah, exactly. And they're like bacteria or something. I don't know what they are.
They're a gut bacteria. Yeah,
doesn't this sound like a Nickelodeon show? It really does.
It does.
And they have, like, a society in there, you know? And they have to process the food that comes in. Like, they have a processing plant that processes the food.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, like, they have favorite foods, and they, like, divvy up the food maybe certain bacteria. Like, I love spicy food.
Right, this is my
It's supposed to be vaguely educational.
Yeah. It sounds like a real show that Nickelodeon would make.
Yeah.
Personally. I don't know. Would you rather always have a wedgie or go to hell? Jeez.
I mean... Wedgie, right?
That's tough, isn't it?
It isn't that tough. Hell is probably worse than a wedgie.
You don't know that.
No, I've never been.
What if in hell you always had a wedgie? Like, that was just the hell that you lived in. Like, that was it. You know what I mean?
That wouldn't be that bad. I heard worse stories growing up.
Me too. You know what would be funny if you're given the choice between always have a wedgie or go to hell? Like, by a genie? Like, an evil... I don't know why it's a genie. It's an evil genie. It's by Satan. Satan comes and he's like, I give you a wedgie forever or you're going to go to hell. And you're like, I'll go to hell. And then your punishment in hell is having a wedgie forever. You know?
It's like, you're screwed if you do, screwed if you
don't.
Such
a Satan thing to do.
You know what would be a Satan thing if hell was, like, actually really cool?
How would that be a Satan thing? What do you mean?
Maybe it's just, like, disinformation. Maybe Satan is, like, actually really cool dude. He's fun to hang out with.
But, yeah, we just make stories. Like, we don't want you to go there because it's
You don't want to go there.
Maybe there's a lot, like, there's people there already, and they're like, oh, we don't have a lot of space. I don't want people moving here.
Don't let in the posers, man.
So they make all these bad stories about it. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's just the wedgie dimension where everyone's, you know, tortured or whatever. What would the worst torture for you be? Not physical, like psychological.
Psychological torture.
Yeah.
That would take time to think about.
Yeah.
Do you have...
Yeah, I mean, not off the top of my head. Okay, here's my scenario, right? I'm in hell. And it's like Groundhog Day. Like, I'm reliving the same... Like, I don't know I'm in hell, first of all. I'm reliving, like, the same day over and over again, maybe. Or maybe it's not the same day. Maybe it's, like, the same week or something. And every day, I'm, like, doing something that I'm trying to, like, accomplish. But I can never accomplish it. And people are coming up to me and, like, Chris, you're doing a great job. And, like, in the beginning of the week. And then by the end of the week, they're like, Chris, you're fucking up real good. Like, you're ruining everything. And then, like, the next week, it resets, and I, like, have my memories of that, and I'm like, oh, I gotta do better this week. And, like, it always goes wrong, like, no matter what. Like,
it's, and like, by the end of the week, they always hate you.
They always hate me, yeah. Every single time. And, oh, there has to be some, like, big event that I'm working up towards. Okay, so it's like, by the end of the week, I have to get this thing done right. And then if I do, everyone's really excited. And then there's, like, this big party that's thrown in my honor. But I never get to there because I never succeed, right? But, like, that's the thing. It's like, oh, it's big party, woo, you know. But I never actually get there.
Is it like an academy? Like, are there other contestants in this with you? Or, like, say, like, there's a bunch of people in your boat. You're all studying for a super hard test.
Yeah.
At the end of the week, there's an exam. Like,
yeah.
And everybody who passes the exam gets to go to the cool graduation party.
Yes, and it's, like, a big, awesome party, and everyone's, like, really excited. Yeah. And there's only, like, it's, like, 100 people, and only, like, 3 people pass or something. Like, it's a very small number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, lulled into a false sense of security, like, oh, I can do this every week. I can figure out how to win or whatever.
Eventually.
Like, and I never do, because I'm not good enough.
Wow, that's...
And I never will be.
That's a sad hell.
Isn't all hell supposed to be sad, though?
Yeah.
I feel like that would torture me, like, a lot. Like, mentally anguishing.
Yeah, that would be mentally anguishing. I'm trying to think of a good one for me. It wouldn't be that, because I just don't care enough.
I care too much about that sort of thing.
Mine would be... I don't know. How do you torture me? If I couldn't... Oh, here's how you torture me.
What is it?
Everybody in the whole world thinks that I'm crazy and won't, like, talk to me.
At all.
But like, I think I'm like totally sane.
And you're wondering why people don't talk to you?
Yeah.
Like, and you like walk up on the street to someone and they're like, they just ignore you? That kind of thing?
Maybe not ignoring, but everybody, like, treats me weird.
And you can't get to the bottom of why.
Yeah, and I can't get to the bottom of why.
That sounds horrible.
Like, and there's nothing that I can find wrong with me. That would be hell for me.
Ooh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Going by this, like, you've inspired me for more. So, okay, day one. This is always, like, a multi-day thing for me. Day one, you're doing something that you enjoy. I don't know, whatever it is. You're outside biking or you're... at a bar. I don't know what you're doing. And you meet some guy or gal or whatever, and you like hit it off. You're like real, you become like friends, right? Like really right. quick. Mm-hmm. And then the next day they're like, oh, we should hang out and do this thing. And so we're meeting here at 5 p.m. or something like that. So then you go to the thing the next day and they like don't even, like they pretend to not remember you. And like it becomes clear oh. over the course of the night, because you like hang out there anyway, you like meet another friend there, that this mm-hmm. person is ignoring you because you did something terrible to them the previous day. But like before you said goodbye, yeah. but you don't know what it is. And then you live that out like a million times in a row to try to examine what the thing
is. That's like a Star Trek holodeck episode.
And you're like, what did I do wrong?
Did I wink? Did I make a weird face? Did I?
And you live it out like a million times and you can't figure it out. Every time they ignore you at the end.
Yeah, and you can't get back together and make friends again. Nope. That's all you want.
The bridge is burned. Yeah, and like yeah. even so, like I wouldn't care that much in real life, but since I'm living it over and over again, it would become like the only thing I care about, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why doesn't this person like me? I did everything right. Why don't they like me? You know?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's haunting.
Kind of suck.
Kind of similar to yours, but more personal, I feel like.
No, mine's personal.
Yours is personal, too, yeah. Just, like, I feel like my greatest fear is, like, there's something wrong with me that I don't know that everyone else knows.
Yeah, that boils down to exactly
that's
mine.
That's both of ours, yeah. It's like, I'm doing something wrong, and I don't know what it is, and I need to fix it, but I can't, no yeah. matter what I do.
Yeah, and there's two explanations. Either it's so terrible that no one will tell me, mm-hmm. or it's all in my head.
Yeah. Or, like, everyone literally just hates me for some reason.
Which is not logical, but maybe, I mean.
That's where my brain would go. It's like, yeah. well, I'm doing something wrong. It's all in my head, or everyone just hates me for no reason. And yeah. I'm like, well, I guess everyone hates me for no reason. Oh, that's horrible.
It is. Who's our sponsor today? I beat you to it.
Our sponsor today is Sergeant Charlie's Fish Sticks.
Oh, Sergeant Charlie's.
Yeah.
When you need some nice and crispy fishy sticks,
choose Sergeant Charlie's. His multiple names.
Sergeant Sergeant Charlie's. I love that
because that's the name. Have a great one, everyone. I'm Time Aces.
I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember, when you're feeling like a beer,
have one with a
beer. Steer. Good night, everyone. Drive safely. Bye.